Good morning. This is WJLY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and today I want to continue our conversation with Luke Gibbons from Kingdom Work Studios, and we have been talking about their new little short film that came out called Sing a Little Louder, and then we started talking about their other series, the Conquer series. So we're kind of in the middle of that conversation, so let's tune back in, and we're talking again with Luke Gibbons from Kingdom Work Studios, starting talking about the Conquer series.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, it's such a privilege to be able to work on that series because we get to hear such great stories from people who've gone through it themselves, who are finding freedom, and a lot of the guys who go through it then start to take other guys through it, and so it's really encouraging to hear how God impacts on one person, then he lifts them up, and then he uses them to impact on some other guys, and it's just this flow-on effect that we're seeing. And these guys are just really starting to step forward and take on leadership roles, and it's really powerful stuff. We love to see God working through it in that way. And you know, these guys are coming in. They're often struggling with some pretty heavy stuff. Their marriage might be at the brink of divorce, or they may have even gone through divorce, and now they're coming into this program. And feeling pretty low about themselves, feeling like there's a lot of self-hatred and that kind of stuff. But then God starts to speak into their lives and starts to remind them of what we call limbic promises in the course, which basically means what does God think of us? What is that God esteem rather than self-esteem? What does God see us as? And as we start to connect with that, we really start to realize our self-identity, and then we can really start to step out into what God has for us.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of men and a lot of churches, that's been one of the major stumbling blocks holding them back, because they've got this, they've got this in their life, and they live in fear, they live in shame, they live in I can't be the leader I want to be in my home or in my church, because I've got if folks only knew. Well, Jeremy, what else have you guys got in the pipeline? I know you've got some other things you're working on.
Yeah, we're currently working on three new series. So the Conquer series was really a door opener for us in terms of really helping us to see that, you know, there's a whole big gap out there in terms of people needing help and needing resources in family restoration, I guess you could call it. And so from the Conquer series, what we're working on now is a marriage series, and that should be available next year. And that's going to really help people, guys who've gone through the Conquer series, to be able to go through it with their wives, or people who haven't even been through the Conquer series, they can go through this new series with their wives. And we're really hoping that it really fortifies their marriages and really encourages people in that. And then we've also been creating another series, which is for the wives of the men who go through the Conquer series, and that really focuses on issues such as betrayal and feeling. There's a lot of flow-on effects. If a guy has been struggling with pornography and he's been married, that really doesn't just affect the guy, but it affects the whole family. Absolutely. And so that's why we want for the wives to be able to go through this series and to go through a healing process of their own as well. And so hopefully once we have all these series out there, the wives can be going through that series, the men can be going through the Conquer series, and then they can come together and go through the marriage series together, and that would be really powerful for
that sounds like a
healing
plan
for a family.
And
so that's what we're working on at the moment.
And if I remember correctly, that marriage series, that is also Josh McDowell's involved in that, isn't he?
Yeah, so Josh will be most likely on both of the new series that we're working on at the moment. So we did an interview with him over in, I believe it was in Los Angeles, and that was at the start of this year, and it was a really powerful interview. But there's lots of other people who are going to be included on those series as well, and so I can't even list them all at the moment. There's so many of them that they've interviewed over the last sort of 12 months. And so where they're at the moment is they've come through, done all of the teaching, filming, and the filming of a lot of the interviews, and now we're moving into the reenactments. And if you've seen the Conquer series, you know that our production team, they love to go out there and put their all into creating a great film. And so that's what they're working on at the moment. They're going out and they're filming these reenactments to make these series not just educational, but something that you enjoy watching as you go through it as well.
That is outstanding. I'm looking forward then to getting my hands on those when they come out. Then I'll call you back and say, let's talk some more about these new ones when they come in.
Yeah, we look forward to catching up with you once they're available as well. It'll be great to get them out there. And we get requests every single day asking, so are they ready yet? Are they ready yet? And, you know, one of the challenges of being a small team is it does take us a little while to get things done because, you know, it's a big project. You know, a film generally goes for 120 minutes and those films generally take over a year to produce. What we're doing is 10 sessions on each of these DVDs, and that amounts to over 5 hours of video. So you can imagine that takes a lot of time to film and put together. So, but we're really excited once they're finished. They're going to be fantastic.
So in talking here with Luke Gibbons from Kingdom Works Studios, one of the things we can be praying for their ministry there. They've got the Conquer series out there. They've got this new film, Sing a Little Louder, and they've got two more series in production that will be all part of that Conquer series support, one for the wives and then one for the families when we get together. So we can pray for them and look at using those films. Look at using Sing a Little Louder. Look at using the Conquer series for the men in your church, which means you have to go out. Now, the Sing a Little Louder is free, but the Conquer series, you got to pay because these films do cost money to do. So go to kingdomworks.com and look those up. And Luke, anything else you want to tell our listeners before we go today?
Yeah, I just remind churches to please jump on our website and download Sing a Little Louder. It's free. It doesn't cost anything to run that film, and it's really going to impact your church, I believe. So if I can just encourage pastors out there to jump onto the website and download it, or maybe you can email it to your pastor. If you just go to kingdomworks.com, I'd really encourage you to do that because, you know, our country needs it. The world needs to be challenged in this area so that we can step up as the church and be the church that God created us to be.
Great. Well, Luke, thank you very much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Howard.
All right, and this has been WJY's Lamplighter Program. Thanks for making us a part of your morning.